In the studio with us, two Inuit throat singers, Nina Sagalowitz and Lydia Etok. They're performing at Sievertson Gallery in Grand Marais tomorrow. Welcome to the show, ladies, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Snuggle up to those microphones.
Okay.
Don't be bashful. I like that.
Up close and personal.
Exactly. I like that when we mentioned this was going to be live web streamed or video streamed, you rolled your eyes, Lydia. That's exactly how I feel about it. There's a reason I'm in radio, you know? So, but anyway, no, we're good sports about it, and we'll get with the times. So, can you just first start by telling us a little bit about what throat singing is, and then we're actually going to get a demo from you two, so we can hear. But Lydia, do you want to start out by telling us a little bit about what actual throat singing is?
Yes. Okay. Throat singing is a form of art done by Inuit women facing each other. It's an imitation of nature. Animals, anything that surrounds us, water, river, the wind, tools, these are imitations. They're not precise, exact imitations, but they represent the nature that surrounds us. So it's a form of art, a competition between two women.
Okay.
Now, it's a game. The goal of the game is to try and throat sing as long as possible. Huh. Now, the first person who stops or starts laughing is the loser of the game. So, yeah, it's a...
I would be so bad at this. I crack up so easy. So why just women? How come the men don't do this?
Because men, way back when, they had their drums and they did their ayaya songs, whereas women... they didn't have an instrument or anything like that, so they used throat singing as a form of their own entertainment.
Okay. And so, and this is just a game that a couple of ladies thought up, or how did it get started? Do you know?
Well, throat singing has several, not meanings, but it has different uses. Throat singing, imagine yourself being out in the land, you're in an igloo, and the only source of heat is a small lamp. So, yeah, it can be pretty warm in an igloo, but there are days where it's pretty cold. Mm-hmm. So in order to warm up a little, you got to move around, and throat singing was a way to warm up the body. Mm-hmm. That is one form. It was a form of entertainment. It was used as a game, a competition between two women, and a way for mothers to get their babies to fall asleep. With a baby in the back, you feel the vibrations of the mother's throat singing. That's soothing to a baby, so the baby falls asleep. So it had different uses.
Yeah. Very interesting. So we're speaking with Lydia Etok and Nina Sagalowitz. Nina, can you talk about, I mean, we call it throat singing for a reason.
Yes.
Can you describe it? How does it work with your throat?
There's three elements. We use our diaphragm to push the air through, and there's the constriction of our throat that we use to change the sounds that of the song, and it's also the tones, like actual singing notes that we sing as well. And it's through, for example, I guess the best way I can say is when you cough, it's the muscles that you use to cough that we use that we can control through the throat singing. So, so as we're pushing the air through our vocal cords and then through our throat, we're either constricting or loosening them, and that creates the different sounds. And then also the aspiration, or inhaling, is also part of the song. So it's it's a combination of all of that.
You're not trying to cover the breath you're taking in. It's a part of the song.
Yes.
And you call them songs?
Well, there are songs, and it's a répertoire. That was for Jan. Her favorite word.
Yeah.
It's actually a repertoire, but it's actually there's songs that have been sung for thousands of years that have been passed on from generation to generation, and Even like though there's different styles depending on the region of up north that you come from, we try very, very carefully to respect the integrity of each song, which means that we don't change it, we don't alter it. We try to master it as close as we can to the generation that taught us. And that's to respect the song that and where it came from and the tradition that it comes from.
Okay. So there's songs that are passed down, but then in these games or competitions, you're making up your own? No.
No. Oh, they're actually, the songs that we do, the only way we, for example, we might alter it to make it a game is the speed and changing of the sounds, that is part of the song. So if we start off with the follower has to follow each time we change our sound, but the sound in and of itself is part of that song.
Okay.
Well, there's a freestyle throat singing too, where you create, you experiment, explore what sounds you can do, and it's called freestyle because you're creating, making your own sounds, mm-hmm. Using the sounds we usually do with the what's in the repertoire, mm-hmm. And to see if our partner, the person we're throat singing with, is able to do the same sounds.
Okay,
it's to see. Okay, how good is this person?
You know? Bring it on.
Well, maybe we should have a sample and then I'll get a better understanding of what we're talking about here.
Sure.
Give us a little demo. Okay. We've got Lydia Itak and Nina Sigalowitz, two Inuit throat singers. They're going to be at Sievertson Gallery tomorrow and they're going to give us a little demo right now.
Because of you.
Smiling.
How dare I?
Oh wow, that is really, really cool. It's wild. It's I had a hard time telling who was doing what.
Because we're actually doing the same.
Yeah, we're okay. Doing the same sound.
But it sounds other. Like so much more than just two people there. Yeah. Unbelievable. So do you, I mean, you're, for people who are not watching on Boreal TV right now, which I cannot believe there's anyone missing out on this, because this is a really cool thing to watch. I'm a believer now. And I should say, you can watch on Boreal TV or on our website, WTIP.org. You guys are kind of gently holding each other's arms. What is that about?
So we don't pass out.
No. Well, man, I was thinking that too. Like, that is aerobic. Yeah. Holy man.
It's inner Pilates. Inner PX90. It's actually to keep the rhythm.
Okay.
And it's, and actually we're supposed to be looking at each other's, into each other's eyes.
Yeah, I see that.
But in reality, we're actually looking at each other's teeth because I think we would laugh way too soon if we were to stare at her.
You know what I'm thinking? I should be looking at your nose. Because as soon as I see you smile,
it cracks.
It cracks me up.
Yeah. So do you have to, can you throat sing with just any other woman or do you have to know each other?
Well,
at least we have know each other's first names.
And you got to be comfortable with the person. Mm-hmm. If you do not click with the person, if there's no good chemistry between you two, mm-hmm. it's impossible to throat sing properly. Mm-hmm. Like, I've tried throat singing with other ladies who I do not know, and it's very difficult.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about how each of you got started throat singing?
Well, I started, one of my friends approached me. Her grandmother started teaching her. We were in college. Like, for Inuit to further their education, we have to get out of the community. Mm-hmm. There's no college in the in our region. Mm-hmm. There's no university. So we have to come down to Montreal. Like, Montreal to us is the South. Yeah. Minnesota, we're South South. If I were to go further down, that's South, 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 you know?
Like Jamaica.
Except there's still 2 feet of snow.
So, yeah, we it's have to go down South to further our education. So I was in college, and one of my friends from another town approached me and said, my grandmother's teaching me, but I need to practice, and I need someone to practice with. So she had asked me. I said, okay, not a problem. So we started practicing. And as time went on, we became pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
According to our elders. So we thought, okay, we can do this, you know? So that's how I started.
What about you, Nina?
Actually, it was part of my journey to rediscover who I was, because I was adopted. And having not known anything about Inuit culture was something that I had heard, I believe, on Sesame Street when I was a kid. And I had vowed to myself, I will one day learn how to do that. Because I thought it was beautiful. But I had met one of my friends, Takalik Partridge, at Concordia University. And we both didn't know how to throat sing, but we knew of one of our friends, Evie Mark, who we both approached very nervously, really hoping that she would help us. And basically she gave us a cassette tape, back when there was cassettes, and asked us to practice. So I remember putting it in the stereo and trying to, like everybody does, make distinctions of who was doing what, mm-hmm. and dissect the sounds and how to repeat it and how to. So we struggled with that for a couple of hours, and we started practicing. But we both learned together, and it was quite a journey with her. And I've been singing with her for about 18 years.
Oh wow!
And we've traveled, like, in France. We've traveled all over Canada and Minnesota. Yay! We just came from Duluth, so we had a fabulous time there.
Really, but far south.
Yeah, that's south, 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 south. But it was for me, throat singing is really for me a journey into who I was and who my mother, because she's from Inuvik, and even though that's not part of the Inuit country where throat singing happens, it's still a way for me to connect with my ancestors, mm-hmm. and the women who passed before me.
Sure. Do young girls learn to throat sing?
Yeah, there's a lot more young girls who are learning to throat sing.
Okay.
Like my daughter, who's like, she's 12, okay. and my baby, who's 2. I was pregnant with them while I was throat singing.
Wow.
And even though it was a little bit harder because my diaphragm was that much more squished, they've heard that sound, the sounds and the songs, since they were, before they were born. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's just, they asked for it, or my daughter knows how to do it too, and my baby's learning.
Wow.
There are other women, same age as us. Mm-hmm. We're not that old, and we're not that young.
Yeah.
We're in between. Yeah. So there are other ladies who travel throughout the North to teach, give workshops, and that are part of the programs to encourage the youth to explore, get to know their culture. So there's a lot of younger people who are learning how to throat sing.
Fantastic.
Just last week, one of my friends went up to one of the communities and gave workshops. So this throat singing is really part of the Inuit tradition. So a lot of people are getting much more interested in that, preserving the culture. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very much alive.
Good. That's good to hear. Well, can we hear one more?
Absolutely.
All right. And then we're talking with Nina Sagalowitz and Lydia Etok. They're going to be at Sievertson Gallery much of tomorrow, right? Looks like you've got a couple different sessions, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and then 6 p.m. Tomorrow at Sievertson Gallery in downtown Grand Marais, if you're interested in seeing them in person, if you're not watching on Boreal TV right now or WTIP.org.
People smile when we come here because we call it Grand Marais.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they're like we like the way you say it, Grand Marais.
It's much prettier that way.
It's Grand Marais. So okay, yeah, let's hear one more.
Okay. The one we did earlier was called the Wind. I forgot to specify that. And the one we're gonna do next is called Himigulopik, Little Puppy.
If you want to know the story behind that, you'll have to come tomorrow to the gallery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tease you all.
I thought, where are they? Someone's got a crack.
Yeah.
So what is like a record for not laughing? Is there some what's like a long time?
Me that's unspoken
I have,
of.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. You're probably not thinking about that very much.
We're just trying to keep it together ourselves. Right. It's not like there's a Guinness Book of Records. Right. Longest anyone throat singing was.
That'd be interesting to find out, though.
Yeah. We should set our own.
Yeah.
We should just start one.
Go for it. Well, we thank you so much for coming in. I mean, we could talk forever. We'll save some of the info for tomorrow's demos down at Sievertson Gallery. Thank you so much. Anything else quickly before we go you want to share with our listeners and our viewers?
Well, just to thank Grand Marais and Duluth and Jan and CJ and the whole gang for having invited us once again to come and celebrate who we are with you. And we were joking, but we really feel like we come home when we get off the plane and we step into the gallery. We're just like, we're home. So a big, huge thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We look forward to come on down to the gallery. We look forward to seeing you all there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Again, that was Nina Sagalowitz and Lydia Etok. We thank you so much for joining us tonight.